And Jesus says, look, y'all, you still are not quite understanding what I'm wanting you to do. I'm getting ready to send somebody, which is the Holy Ghost, who's going to fill you to overflowing and empower you. And he's going to do that so that you can go out and tell people about me everywhere.
Somewhere between the end and the point where we began, there's a fire burning brightly.
First in your neighborhood, then in your city, then in your state, then in your country, and then around the world. Today in the church, I see so many believers caught up in getting a word from the Lord and chasing after the latest conference or convention that they've missed the mission and assignment on their life, which is to go out and tell people everywhere, go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples. He didn't say go ye therefore into every city and go to conventions. He didn't say, go you therefore to every church and hear the latest speaker. He didn't say, go you therefore and get the latest tape and understand the latest teaching. He said, go you therefore into all the world and make disciples. All right, he said, tell everybody about me everywhere. That's why they struggle, because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. And you say, well, I don't have time to do ministry, or I don't have time for my mission. If you would give time to it, God would take care of the rest. And the more you give to him, the more he gives to you. I'm at a place in my life now where all I do is my ministry and mission. It hadn't always been like that, but the more I give to him, the more he gives to me. And look, when you get in a given match with God, you will lose. And there are days when we equip you for your mission, and today is one of those mission days. See, mission day is not just where we play you a little video that came out of South America. Mission day is where we bring a fresh motivation and perspective that God is calling you to go out into the highways and the byways and the country hedges and compel them to come to the feast of the Lamb. Come into the kingdom of God. We need prayer, and we all need to pray. But the Bible said, pray that the Lord would send out laborers. In fact, you know, the Lord didn't say pray for the harvest. A lot of people waste their time praying for. He didn't say pray for the harvest. He said the harvest is ripe. Pray for laborers. Or let me give you the Joel Stockdale translation. Pray that people would go out and fulfill their assignment. Because if everybody would go out and fulfill their assignment, we could bring this harvest in.